The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Lord, I bless you today. We give the glory to you, Jesus. Our Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for what you did in your Son to give Him. You have given the man to man all that you have. You have given to man the best that any creature can ever have. Thank you. We pray this morning again that you shed light. Shed light. Help our heart to find grace to gravitate into your future. That dream you have for man. Strengthen our heart. Strengthen the church. Empower today your people. Empower us. Help us to be able to go for your gift. Glory and honor to your name today. Thank you for this season again, for adding more fortress, adding more refuge. Thank you. You have chosen this city to be a city that you will bring forth, out of which you will bring forth again your great salvation. You have chosen, Lord, that through Lagos there will be exportation, there will be proliferation of the business of your life in all nations, in all places. So thank you for choosing to have the Tanalef Embassy to this league, this commission, this assignment to stir up your gift in this place. We appreciate you. We look up to you today, Lord, that you reach forth with your mighty arm and you will wrought righteousness again, and you confirm your words in our heart and in our midst again. Thank you, mighty Father. We appreciate you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We acknowledge your presence here. We acknowledge your workings here. And we acknowledge that all that the Father has in mind, you can do and you will do. We look up to you in expectation. Thank you. Bring forth the depths, the deep things of God. Those things that are reserved for our glory, ordinations, things that are pertaining to our glory, bring them forth to us. Bring clarity to our heart. Let the journey be gracious for us. In Jesus' name, we pray. So, we're looking at this wonderful thing. I would say think. Think not in the language of man. Describing now. Man is the name of any person, place, or thing. No. In the realm of the spirit, you can call God things. Things of God. Say amen. It's not in the language that man uses as something that has no life. Eternal life is one thing in the heart of God. I don't know what they were looking at when they chose to give it to man. I tell you, I don't know. And that's why you can't find it in any, you can't find that concept. The concept Christ is present in many religions. Are you in the house of bliss? I call it concept Christ. But Christ is an ancient being in the spirit before he became Jesus Christ. So, and I know that Christ has come to the world some times in the past. For example, he was the one that was following Israel, guiding them in the out of Egypt to give them sustenance. You know, the level of harshness of that place. They need something from above to go through 40 years without, you can survive without food. Or you can't survive without water. So they needed the water that would satisfy them than quenching natural thirst. And that's why that rock followed them. And the rock was Christ. Say amen. I went to the house, please. So I said that. So that concept, so somewhere there, I feel that, I want to feel that spirits, somewhere there, have that sense of perfection. So you can see sense of perfection in many religions. When you go to Eastern religion, you see perfect master. Perfection. Say amen. All of them who claim to be perfect master still know that there is a perfect master coming. Amazing. I did a lot of sojourn to studying religion. Because when I was young, I felt that Christians are too selfish. Amen. How can you say everybody's not a Christian and there are places where people don't know about Christianity? How can you say Christianity is the only way? So I don't know why a young man will have that trouble. It's nobody's trouble, but it was my trouble. Say amen. So I took time to learn about other religion. I even fell in love with Eastern religion. Because Eastern religion has to do with learning perfection. I went to the house, please. That's why you see that they are under masters. They are under masters, tutoring them towards perfection. And so they use the door of the mind. They don't just believe in spirit like Africa. They believe in the power of the mind. I went to the house, please. So they want to use the mind to attain to perfection. Now, for us for those in the Africa, all of that, yes, they know about gods. They also know that there's Olodumare, who does not use their system of sacrifices, who has the Mare or the light of Odu, which is wisdom. Are you in the house, please? So you will see some culture wants to live by that. I think if you get to someone like Idore, they celebrate this the feast of Mary. Are you in the house, please? The feast of Mary, that to them, that is the highest attainment. When you will not live by oil, by rat, which the gods prescribe, which you will live by Odu. When you live by mystery wisdom, but never, it was never attained. So they were doing that in hope. Are you in the house here, man? Say amen. So worship of gods were done in hope of that. So it's only, sorry to say, Islam that contain nothing. You know what I'm saying? And it's the one that's troubling the whole world. The rest of the other religions have a measure of peace ministration. I'm saying, they pursue peace, they pursue love. No, they may not have the material of love, but they have commitment towards love. It was Islam that turned the Indian, Indian Krishna worshippers, or what is the other one they do in India? But these worshippers, it is Islam that made them to learn violence. Because they were too quiet and they came ravaging the place and they kept withdrawing. Until they find that if you keep withdrawing, this book will take away the whole of India. So now you have more than 400,000 Muslims in India. India, Pakistan, Indonesia, constitute the largest Islamic bed. If you take those three religions from it, which Nigeria is now part of, you see that their population will go down. The population in Arab countries are very few. They're very low. How much are there in Syria? How many are there? Are they in Saudi? How many are they? They are not many. So they hijack those populous nations because of their nature of love, not to fight. Are you in the house with me, please? And so I'm only saying that. So it's the only one that has nothing. There's nothing, sorry to say. Other ones are striving for perfection in their using their energy of religion to want to do it. And so, but the promise of Christ was not given to just any nation. It was prophetic promise. That's why God raised the prophet. Say amen. So that the prophet can provide the sure pathway that will make the real Christ to be seen when he shows up. Say amen. And so when he came, you can see that all the apostles were laying Christ from the prophets, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. They need to establish that Jesus is the Christ. That is the Christ. It's not just a Christ. It's the Christ. It's the promised one. Because without Christ, there's no access to what God has to give. What God has to give, which is from the beginning, is eternal life. You can't, a natural man doesn't know eternal life. It's alien. Even though the angelic one is alien. It's only Christ that is their seed. Is the seed of their world that can make him known. Say amen. Are we in the house together, please? So they have to, God has to, the reason for the prophets, actually, it's to establish who the Christ is. So Jesus has to fulfill that prophecy on many ground. Many ground. Even today in Israel, that doesn't really believe in the Messiah, they avoid some Bible areas. They don't read Isaiah 53 in their temple. They don't, they put like a curse on it. You must not read it. Because Isaiah 63 is too vivid. Psalm 22 is too vivid. Those messianic, that is too much that no man can act it. If they allow it to be read, then that their children will believe Jesus. Are we in the house, please? So, but we thank God. So if there's anything Israel has done for us, they have preserved the writing of the prophets. And that's why the way to begin Christ is to begin Christ from the prophets. That's part of the meek of the word. You must trust. Not only believe Jesus, you must trust Jesus. You must trust Jesus as the means to salvation. Your faith must be in him, but through those messages of Christ being affirming the prophet, you have to trust that this is the Messiah. Say amen. I went in the house together, please. So we are going to, I just trust that's what we stand for in any way. That's what the life symbol is, for the gift of God. That is what the Lord said to us, that he wants the church to see as their future, not going to heaven. The promise of God for us is not to go to heaven, because people have been going to heaven before Jesus Christ came. So Jesus is not the passport to heaven. Uh-huh. You can go to heaven and not have eternal life, because angels in heaven don't have eternal life. Because the promise was not made to angels. Say amen. So when God found Abraham, and he saw Abraham responded by the kind of faith pattern that can receive the promise, God quickly brought the blessing upon Abraham and his seed. He found the faith of Abraham. That's why faith of Abraham is an example of faith that is used in the New Testament. Yes, that is the only faith. Other faiths are not. But the faith of Abraham. Why? Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. To father. And God is father. There are people who by faith receive their children back to life again. Are we in the house? But no, or none of them could receive the promise of the father nations in which having found later that the nation are not natural nations, still believed. Because Abraham discovered later that the promise is not Isaac. And if you are a man whose expectation of reward is to have your have a son of your own, you won't be able to offer Isaac. You understand that? Because the promise looked like Isaac. How can God say, go and lay down the promise he gave? So laying down Isaac put the blessing on Abraham. That you believe that you can raise a son from the dead. And because Christ is going to come from the dead. Say amen. That's why there's no one place on earth again when men have been raised from the dead like Jesus was raised from the dead. There is an oppression of the Father. Confirmation that this is not from the word of creation. It's from the word of the Creator. Say amen. Are you with me in the house today, please? This is the business of church, really speaking. And that was the business of the apostles. And God is restoring back that business to the church. It's the Father's business. Come on, say my Father's business. It is the Father's business. And it's being restored back to church. That will take care of every other problem, okay? Now, that language you cannot use for it, you know, kingdom of God, for example. Kingdom of God. You would think that God is talking about a sphere of influence. Like Israel was talking about God restoring the kingdom back to Israel. Like we read this morning, right? Are you in the house, please? God said, this kingdom of you are seeing now is not even, it's an inferior kingdom. I'm a kingdom of God. Not kingdom that God will give. Kingdom of God. God himself will be the kingdom. Because all he had in mind all the while he came to Israel is to be the God of it. He didn't want them to have a king. He want to be their king. Can you see? So he will be their God. And they will become his people. But the earthly system has a way kingdom runs. So when you approach the gospel trying to learn kingdom, there's no way you will see God's kingdom. Because the kingdom present will blow your understanding. Because kingdom really is life. When you see when you want to see the reign of fishes, you go to where their life is. You can't study reign of fish, so the kingdom is put inside their life. So the life is what reigns. So if fishes can dwell in the water, surviving there, breathing there, and multiplying there, they're having dominion by their life in the water. That's why what God gives to us is not just money, it's not just ours, it's his life. His life is a gift. Say hey, man. So yesterday I was talking about that life, which is the gift, which is called eternal. Like I said, eternal. Come say eternal life. That is the gift of God. And I said that all of those lives actually are called Zoe life. Now, the raw gift of God. The raw gift of God is called eternal life. The raw gift of God. Yesterday I was talking about other gifts that came in that's also of God, but to prepare the way for the gift of God. For example, the gift of new birth is a gift. Say amen. No, there's nothing you can do to raise a spirit that was dead back to life. There's nothing you can do. You can only manage what is present. What was present is soul and body. And all our fathers use the soul to as much as they can. So all the faith of the fathers were used souls, faith of the soul. Abraham, David, all of that couldn't use the faith of the spirit. They used faith of their soul. So they believed God with their soul, and God counted to them for a kind of righteousness. Why? Their spirits were dead. What you don't have, you don't have. You don't, can't say you're looking for a horn and go and look for it in the house of dog. You didn't hear what I said. You want horn. They said, go and bring 10 horn. You're now looking for it in the pack of dogs. Even if they give you one red dog, you won't get one horn. Because dogs don't have horn. What you don't have, you don't give. So man's spirit was dead. He didn't have, so it's not even aware of spirit. That's why some people who don't understand the New Testament say man has only soul and spirit, and soul and body. Because when you look at writings in the Old Testament, the spirit was not responding because it was dead. Say, hey, man. But God still responds to them. It's the God of the living, not of the dead. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But response of those faith is from the heart. Spirit couldn't respond. Say, hey, man. I went to the house, please. So to raise a dead spirit, it is true you believe. But your belief is not enough. If God does not give grace to your belief. So by faith are you saved through faith. By grace are you saved through. So faith generates grace. So faith did not raise you. Grace raised you. What I say? Faith did not raise you. Grace raised you. Can you see? But they have to enable you to have that kind of grace. That kind of faith. That can generate that grace. By grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself. It is the gift of God. That's why you can't get anybody born again. Forget about it. You know, we used to have that on campus. It's my son, it's my son, it's my son. You are a liar. You can't begat a man from the dead. He's dead. No apostle can raise the dead. No apostle can raise a spirit from the dead. It's a gift. Come on, say gift of God. And pa, in 1 second, once that faith generates enough like that, somebody has been hearing the gospel. What is he? Not been hearing the gospel. Oh, I don't have time, John. He's thinking about it. Faith has not come. Immediately belief. Measure to faith. What's measured to faith? Grace is stirred up. And instanta, a dead spirit come back to life again. Hallelujah. So a sinner just a minute ago can become a child of God within a minute. That was the surprise, the shocker God gave to Peter. It's not easy to deal with the law. Law is powerful. Law is a life. And they have used the law for many years. So to blow law is not easy. He chose the head of the law among the disciples, Peter. Peter is the building of the law. Say, hey, man. He's the one who can do that. If they send another apostle there, if he comes back, they won't believe him. They will doubt him. They will say, you know, anything you do, apostles must stamp it. Without that stamp, that work is useless. If belief got men turned the whole of Samaria to God, if the apostle says it's not work, it's not qualified, that work will not be accepted by the church. So they have this seal. Forget about what you do today. Every pastor is a lot of his own. They don't understand how harvest is done. You need an apostolic seal to reckon on harvest as a good work done. What was the Holy Ghost that Philip couldn't give? He could give the Holy Ghost to them. But some of the apostles from Jerusalem to come and give the Holy Ghost to affirm that they were really born again. And it was only God there that the face of this man show up. Simon the sorcerer. He would have been handed to church straight. And he would have troubled the work. Say, hey, man. When they got there, his face show up and they're dead with him. Which by Philip would not be able to do. So they needed those stamps. Are we in the house, please? So God used Peter to open the job. He went there. As he was still, like we're saying, he didn't want to preach. He didn't want to preach. He still felt it's not for Gentiles. It's the Bible says, the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, to as many as the Lord our God will call. He has told them, but see, something will blur the vase. He knows the scripture, he doesn't know the scripture. The same man that interpreted what happened the day of Pentecost. And he was able to get it right. He got it right. Veil is bad. Veil is bad. He now get to convert this or he get that. He doesn't know scripture. He has forgotten the scriptures. God just boycotted him and just went straight. Because he has found faith in their heart. And gave them the Holy Ghost the same way. The same way he did it on the day of exactly the Peter was. He was dazed. So he could defend that work later on. I said, I was there. I tell you, God is no respecter of person. Oh my God. Hey man. God bypassed me. He just threw me away. And reached to this man. Because he purified their eyes by faith. They are cleansed. They are holy. That didn't still mean that Judaism has been moved fully. The next phrase. Kill and hit. Not so Lord. So veil is like, it's like pages. They can yank 10 pages away. It's still there. They come and yank 50 away, it's still there. To make you see the way you should see, it's messy. Yeah. It's messy. And that's why you must not have any boast. Why? You still have a major veil. We have it. Even as you minister the Holy Spirit, you still have it away. At least here and there. Touch not areas. When they touch it, your veil is react. So truth in Nigeria cannot be spoken. Why? Your veil is reacting. Are we in the house together, please? Say, hey, man. So I'm just trying to say that the gift of eternal life is in the level of the gift of new birth, gift of the Holy Ghost. Can you see that? They are just, God is shunting gifts to pave way for the real gift of God. What God had in mind. So if we have all the other gifts and miss the main gift, what would I say? We are miserable people. Because the reason for the gifts is for the gift. The gift. Say, hey, man. Romans chapter 6, let's just read that place, 22, 23. Then let's just see how to move small by small. So this area, for a long time, church has not really dealt deep into that area. We have been solving problems that came by the fall. We have not solved the problem of hope that God gave to man. Say, hey, man. We are solving what men say. When you come to church, I don't have a job. We think about that to create job for you. If you come to church, you are a sinner, you are fornicating. We start to get you from fornication. Now, when you read from all of that, the job has not been done. You are just being moved to ICU so that they can do first aid to ensure life is still in you. Because if you are not, say hey man, if you are not moved to ICU, if they move to Wall Street, you can die there. So ICU means the emergency place. When you go to ICU, you will see 5 doctors. They are trying to ensure the light does not escape. So there are ICU activity of church. Say, hey, man. Anointing service, oil service, water service, all of that. They are all ICU programs. To ensure that you still stay in faith to believe God. Are we in the house, please? The faith must be retained there. Each time anything happens, thank God. Thank God. Oluwaseun. Nigeria has that much. Oluwaseun churches. Oluwaseun. The same people next week, we go down again. I don't know the song. I will have sung some of the songs. I can't remember them now. Say hey, man. So we keep going through that until we know the reason for ICU. Even our ICU is not proper enough. Our ICU is not given gift. It's not given gift of new birth. It's not given gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not given gift of. It's not receiving gift of men. Because God gave men as gift for the gift Christ. If you don't receive the men who are gift, you can't have Christ as gift. Are you in the house, please? All of that are called promises. I've been there for these promises. So there are promises. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God for the gift of God. For the gift. So they have to prepare us for the gift. Without the gift of God, we are going back to our crisis point. Say hey, man. The circle will go on and on. Then when you are 80 years, you'll be asking, kila wala yefu? Then you have done all you think is dream. You have sent your children to school. Say hey, man. They have finished school. The one that is not married, you have pray, he got married. Say hey, man. After getting married, he got children. The one that didn't have children, maybe one of them, you pray, he had children. After all of that, your children are coming back to you now on visitation. You have many trouble in your hands. See what I'm saying now? Say, So you were thinking that when you get there, you'll be happy. Grandpa. What like grandpa? Because you can't even train them as you train them. They are beyond your level of skill. Those children are using you. Say hey, man. After grandpa for 10 years, kill you go. What, you have finished all the promises of life. Because you are actually on earth. Why you are on earth is that you should receive this gift. Say, hey, man. Let's see that place I was going to read. Romans chapter 6. Hallelujah. What mercy have we found? I'm telling you. What mercy. I'm sure I won't be a Christian again if I have not found eternal life. I'm telling you. For my kind of mindset, if it's not working, I don't drop ammo. I don't come out. I don't have emotional alliance. So not people have emotional alliance. You are a Christian. You are a Christian. You are. Nothing is working. You are not even sure of yourself. I'm a Christian. Some people are like that one. They can defend religion to the last point. You know what I'm saying? What is keeping Islam in Nigeria? It's emotional alliance. Having known that there's nothing in this thing, you will still stay with it. It's because it bought people's emotion. It's emotional. That's what religion fathers does. Emotional. But I don't have it. So if it's not working, me go drop ammo. Say amen. Because what I don't like is to tell people what does not work. I feel that I've not done damage to myself. I've done the guilt and negation. If it's not working, let them go and find their own wish. I'm saying now. Let me release them from their trouble. But this one. I said this one. It's working. It's true. And it has answers to all things. Even if you leave the earth without a child, you will be satisfied not having a child. You won't leave the world as a failure. Say hey, man. Romans chapter 6. Are you there with me? 20. For when we were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. So actually we serve sin until we don't care about God anymore. Say amen. All we care about is our life. Even when we call on God, we are calling on God for our life. It is death. So that you know there is God does not mean you are alive. If you don't have the drive to seek God, and that you know there is God, does not mean you are. So you can know there is God and be dead. That means that you are irresponsive to God. When a man is dead, he's responsive. If you tell him, Akarale, Mojte Jebilopa, Naonga Kilam, Akarale, he can't respond. There was a time when he see Akara, Baba, Esheo, is alive to the word of Akara. But if Onga killed him, and you bring Akara, he doesn't know. Is dead. Is irresponsive to God. So even when we know there's God, we will not, because we serve sin to death. Somebody trained us to serve sin until we will become irresponsive. What we do is what is available here. When you see your friend who left your village early, just came back and but. Tade, you know, what the change? Tade, you have changed. Tade, I know you last year now. Tade, for no mommy. Baby, for no mommy. Show, he's telling you the way it's not easy, you know what I'm saying? Let me just give you money. Let's just go your way. I know me. I'm not looking for the money. Don't give me money. For no army. That's what we do here. Say amen. We are not, we don't care about what God has for us. We don't care. Even Israel, that God gave the law to, they are still mindful of their own nation. What is clean stuff tonight is their own nation. Jesus was leaving. They said, when will you now at this time after resurrection? So if you leave them, they will use resurrection to actualize the mandate or the dream of Israel as a kingdom. So let you know that everybody care for his own. Paul said, there are not many that care naturally for your need. All men for Paul, care for their own. Even among church. This is not outside church. I have no man like-minded who will naturally care. So if their own is not there, they won't care. Somebody did the work there. To make a man not to care for the things that are of Jesus Christ. But to care for his own. Say amen. Thank you very much for coming around here. You are caring for Jesus, not your own things. Say amen. And that's the part of showing that a life is already being manifest to us. When the life is showing, you'll be losing grip of your own. Say amen. This time I read this prayer, I say, Paul, who will naturally care without being forced, without being supervised, whose mind will be how to get Jesus things work very well. Anywhere they see Jesus thing, their heart is after it. They don't care who is having. If it's Jesus matter, is it Jesus matter? They are there. For all seek their own. Not the things that are of Jesus. So man is not, death made man not to seek, man cannot seek the kingdom of God. That's why the first thing that is done after you are born again is to now prop you to see kingdom. Because man has lost sight of kingdom. Say amen. If you give him the grace to go for kingdom, he will go and build his own. Before Jesus Christ left here, they were already contesting. Who will be king? So the kingdom they are sowing is not the kingdom of God. It's their kingdom. Who is the greatest? Who? This man is clear he's going. Peter, okay. Can Peter the first one? Hello, Matele, Peter. They're already discussing among themselves. That's those who even follow, who are Jesus' disciples. Say hey, amen. That's why God can commit himself. He can't commit himself to man. Because he knew what is in man. What's in man? Death. Self. Death. That was God. So Jesus Christ saw them. He could not commit himself to them. He knew what was in man. Because man is full of death. Self. Say amen. Amen. So we go back to where we heard before. So the devil ensured that we sin to death. And all died. He ensured that a young cool te. No one said, when somebody die, they say, when you touch him, you're not too sure. You say, doctor, come and check. Is he really dead? They say, when somebody died, nobody will tell you he's dead. When everything. Say, hey, man. The pastor has told you this one is dead. And his teeth, the teeth is, they don't call doctor. They'll finish the air. I went to the house. That is the state devil ensure we arrive at before he left man. So, listen to me. There's nothing that can take man back to the place where the devil will not have access to him. Except man access the gift of God. So the wages of sin is death. So, man died once. The devil still wants to die second death. Once man dies second death, it's unreachable. So the program of death has been marked out for every man. I will die second death. Jesus came in to obstruct that process. To say he died once, he should not die again. So, what you see, what we have in Hebrews chapter, is in 9, it's appointed to man to die once. That is the only appointment. Is to die once. And after this, the judgment. See the next verse. So, Christ was once offered. So that man will not fulfill the second appointment. So the first appointment God allowed. So between the first appointment and the second, the gift of God must show up. So the gift of God is meant to arrest that journey. So that man will not arrive at second death. Once the gift of God is received, it's a guarantee that man can never die again. So die now, you can see it's not die in the body. It's to die in his spirit and his soul. Say amen. That scripture is read always in the burial ground. Anytime it is read, I am sad. Because this man that is lying down in the coffin is not dead. He sleeps. He had died once. If he didn't believe Jesus before he died in the body, then he will face second death. So it means that man should not fulfill the second appointment. That is why the wages of sin is dead. But, come on, say it, but. I can't hear you. Come on, say it again. But the gift of God. So the solution to the wages is gift. It's eternal life. Glory to God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So it means that it is eternal life. But if there's no Jesus, man can access it. Because it is the gift of God. So no man can get God thing. If the man is not changed, huh? It's a gift of their family. It's a family gift. It's a family gift. If you're not in their family, a gift of inheritance can be given to an alien. I can give you property of the family, but not the inheritance of the family. So if man is still man, he can't have the gift. It's the gift for God's family. Say amen. So we need someone that can move man from the human family to God's family and make man heir of God. Say amen. Romans chapter 8 verse 15. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Huh? Which is the son? Sons of God. Verse 14. 15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of adoption, bondage again to fear. Are you there with me, please? But ye have received the spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. So somebody who's not in their family cannot cry, Abba, Father. You can only cry after your father if you have the spirit of your father in you. That we are the children of God. So we're not children by new birth. We are children by the spirit of adoption. We are children by Christ. We are just children, assumed children in Christ. But Christ was sent to raise children to God. Those will be children of God. Or the ones to say, the one that God has given to me. So new birth does not confirm that you have been given. You must have the spirit that is crying, Abba, Father. You know when you are born again, your heart is crying, Abba, property. Abba, money. Abba, promotion. Abba, enlargement. That's what, when they gave you the Holy Ghost was to deal with wishes that is stopping your promotion. You walk on and say, today, not today. Village people, today, not today. I will roast all of you with the Holy Ghost. And then I have suffered in life. I have suffered in life. Holy Ghost will roast there. And we did that. God allowed it. But you need to, if you have not used Holy Ghost to roast witches, then you have not used Holy Ghost. I have told the story about my life. When in our house, my bedroom is their road. Every night, around night 11:30, 12, every night, kyo. Every 5 o'clock, 5 or 4, kyo, back. No be driver. Life experience. When I have the Holy Ghost, the first thing I did was to block that road. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every pathway of witches in this place are destroyed in Jesus' name. And I tell you, I stop hearing kyo kyo. They have to go and look for another road. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I don't know your own kyo kyo. Maybe this morning. I don't know your own kyo kyo. You can use the Holy Ghost to deal with those things, I'm saying. But you're not yet crying, Abba, Father. And amazing, you can start ministry with that. You can stay there and start ministry. By that experience, knowing that something can deal with witch, you just night up power against witches and wizards. And let to see there. Sorry for those who, those who have been afflicted by witches and wizards. God, my God, my God. Say amen. It's just the gift of the Holy Ghost that you have built. You are flaming. You can flame for 30 years. 30 years. The reason why Jesus was given as number three. Come in Ephesians chapter 1. We have to know why we're here. Verse 3. 3 of that place. Now let's see verse 4. 4. 4. Verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We're not yet to him yet, but before him in love. We should be holy without blame. Let's see verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. So, these are ones who God has taken to himself. The Father can take them and say, okay, let's go and know our God. Adoption of children. Because he has predestinated us unto the adoption of children. So, you can be born again and you have not come into the adoption of children. You come into adoption of children by the Spirit of the Father. Crying, Abba, Father. For a long time I have prayed, our Father, I do pray when we were children, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that we are coming. That's where we began from. And we now know it's our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. We have said, but we don't know our Father. Our heart does not cry after him. Are we in the house, please? We don't feel that we want to be like him. We don't feel we don't want to be as holy as he's holy. We don't feel we want to be perfect. In fact, we don't feel we can be perfect like he's perfect. So we live out our life. So we can't be called children to himself. So there are children who are children by new birth. But there are children who are children to himself. Children who can be taken to God, which is the good pleasure of God's will. Say amen. Hallelujah. Say amen. So the gift need a vessel. Eternal life is in the spirit. It's in God. It's in heaven. In fact, it's in God. When I say it's in heaven, it's not accurate enough. It's in God. God is in heaven. It means you're going to be in heaven and not see eternal life. Because it's in God. What did I say? It's in God. So when I say it's in heaven, it's because it's in God. If it's in heaven, it's not good enough. Because it means all those who are in heaven can see it. But it's not. So in heaven, it is still hid from creatures in heaven. Because it's in God. So, for it to come to man, it needs a vessel. Say amen. And that is important to know of what Jesus became. Why Jesus went through all he went through is because he knew that that gift needs to be housed. So, he gave his body. He gave his body to get the body that can house eternal life. That's what he says, sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not. In much offerings and sacrifice, thou wouldest have no pleasure. But in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. So, say amen. So, there's the will, oh God, that Jesus need to do to house eternal life. So, the reason why he had to go through the cross is for that purpose. Before the cross, Jesus carry gifts, but not eternal life. Say amen. He has done miracles. He's already declared to be the Christ. He has not been called the Son of the Living God. Are you with me, please? Yet that body cannot carry eternal life. So he has to look into God's archive of what it will take for a man to carry it. He knew that the body that was raised must be offered. Must be laid down as offering. I went to the house, please. For God to give it another body. Because when you sow a corn, you don't get back the corn you sow. You get another corn that has another body. Because in death, if it's the death of a corn of wheat, if it's a corn, say amen. A corn is not the maize you harvest from market. It's the maize that has dried out. And has lost its water of this life. It has to dry. If it does not dry, if you sow it, won't grow. Why our parents harvest corn in those days and put them close to fire? Did you know that kind of thing? Why they will hang it on the kitchen. And on the, where they cook for the next 4 months, smoke will be smoking the corn. Why? They want to ensure every seed of the corn will grow. So it is to extract water. So when you extract the water and you sow the corn can take another water. Say amen. And by another water, generate another body. Once it can, it does not live by its own former water. And live by another water, they will give it a body. A new body which God gives. That's why resurrection body. It is only God that gives it. That body that was given was the body of eternal life. Say amen. Amen. Are you in the house with me? So why did Jesus go through that? Because he knew that what God promised man is eternal life. That was one. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, had promised before the world began. That's what God promised. So if a Savior comes and cannot give it, then it is mission aborted. Say amen. Because the reason why God wants a Savior is to come and give to man the gift of eternal life. Say amen. So this life is in the Son. And they have to tell us exactly. They have to describe to us the Son, because in the Spirit or in the Word of the Father or Word of God, there are sons at degrees. Are we in the house, please? So it means that as Christ is also the Son of God, thou art the Christ. What's it? No. Okay, you know, okay, it says, "You are, this is my beloved in whom I am well pleased." This is my beloved son. So a beloved son is still is a son from their world. They are sons of God. Say amen. So Jesus was such a son, but that son can't give that life. But it's a son it's a beginning son. In the world of sons. What did I say? You can say it's a little son. Christ is the little son. For the world of sons. So that son can give eternal life. Eternal life is the gift of the Father. It's the gift of God. So if God is not giving it, then it's not yet eternal life. So when Christ came, say amen, he can only make us to live. By his life, by Christ's life. What is it? Live means live to God, respond to God. We're dead from sin before, now we can respond to God. Say amen. We can cry, Abba, Father. It's a sign of responding to God. It means what God is saying, we can say, okay, we are hearing you. without treating hunger. Yes, I don't know how much respond to God. There's hunger in the belly, yet you can hear God. He won't say, God, let me feel my hunger first. I will hear you. You know what I'm saying now? And because it's alive. Or it's his life. When it is your life, you can't live without it. God can't be talking and you say, God, let me finish my own. It means you are not yet fully alive. You are slow. You are slow to act. Or I would say that you are a lower angel. You know, higher angel, what is it? They're acting. They respond fast. So in the spirit, the faster you can respond, determine how alive you are. Say amen. So one of the reasons why he took away our sicknesses and brought them on the street. See that place? That should be 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2, 23. Who, when he was revived, revived not again. When he suffered, he treated not, but committed himself to him that judge righteously. Let me see the next one. Yes, who is on self, bear our sins. Are you there? In his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live. Should live unto God. So why down the cross that we should live to God? We should respond to God, right? By whose stripes ye were healed. So there was a disease that led to our death of not being able to respond to God, right? So when you get born again and you come alive, they have to heal the sickness. You didn't get that. It was sickness that caused us to die. So if the gift of God rests from the dead, that gift must remove the disease that killed you. Or else the disease, it will kill you again. That's why once saved, forever saved does not exist. A born again child can die again. If you give that to a child in the hospital and leave him, he go die. Only organ of 6 hours can kill the child. Why? It's dependent on nourishment. So the sickness must be killed. By whose stripes ye were healed. This is nobody. It's not body healing. It's soul healing. A healing of a soul not need to respond to God or depend on God. Say amen. Amen. So the sickness is in us as believers. But Jesus also bought the cure. Say amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within him. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? So we get diseases plenty that will not allow us to go for eternal life. They have to heal the sickness. Say amen. Amen. So that our soul can respond to God. A man can respond to God. Say amen. Amen. When the job is done. So, Jesus, because we couldn't do that for ourselves, he did that for us. He went through the program of what it would take to get the life from layer to layer and become the Son of God, which is not just Christ. Now let me read this verse to you in John chapter 20, summarizing exactly why the whole of John was written. Let's see that. Verse 20, 31. Are you there, please, with me? Are you still in church today? But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ. Are you there? The Son of God. Here now, it's not the Son of the living God. The Son of God. It means the Son of God is higher than the Son of the living God. Are you in the house with me, please? And that believing, ye might have. You will now know what kind of life is this one. When you go back to John 1. Are you in the house with me, please? If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you have life. But you need a higher life. In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same is in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made. In him was life. And the life was the life of man. That life is what they talk about in 3:15 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the life they're talking about there, in him was life, and the life was life, was everlasting life, eternal life. Are you in the house with him, please? So when they got to 20, it is still that life they were saying, because John Gospel was written after Revelation. After they saw the full life promised achieved. Because in Revelation tells us how the church finally arrived to have the life. That is why I saw a throne, and the throne of God, I saw the water of life flowing down from the throne. I went to the house, please. And on the two sides of the street thereof, which is the soul of man, I saw the tree of life, whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. This tree was grown by souls. What God gave as gift in Genesis, now man's soul cannot grow it. It means that man's soul has attained to eternal life. Are you in the house? Say amen. So by Revelation ending, they knew that man can get eternal life. So for God so loved the world. God loved the world. But yet now, God so loved the world. He loved the world more that he gave us his only begotten, someone say his only begotten Son. His only begotten is the highest Son. What did I say? I can't hear you, please, son. Because this is life eternal. 17. This is life eternal, that they may not be the only true God. And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, the only true God, is the only one who can have the only begotten Son. The only true God is the only one that can have the only begotten Son. But this is life eternal, that they may not be the only true God. You see, and Jesus Christ. It means that at that time, there was a time that Jesus was not the only begotten Son. It was called begotten Son or true God. Say, hey man, there was a time he was not the only begotten Son. He became the only begotten Son after resurrection. Before resurrection, he was true God. But life eternal, that you must know both the true God and the only true God. So, the reason for the cross is to move him from the true God to the only true God. I don't know what I'm saying now. So the only begotten, he gets the only begotten that if you believe in him, you will not perish, but you will have eternal life. So you can see, are you in the house with me, please? It means eternal life is what the only begotten Son gives. Say amen. What did I say again? Eternal life is what the only begotten Son gives. So the reason why Jesus Christ will go through the cross, it's not so that the devil will not oppress you. Do you know that the disciples, they didn't want him to go? As Jesus Christ on the earth, they didn't want him to go. Because everything about what they called their need was met. Because they have not really seen their real need. And he said, let me go. When I go, it is better I go. They said, don't go, stay. Or tie, hey, your enemy. Let me go, it is better. But as at that time, their understanding has not opened to the real need of life. They thought with Jesus, that way with them, they are secured. But he knew they are not secured. So he had to move into a world where he can become the only begotten Son, so he can be able to offer eternal life or eternal salvation. So in 1 John, say amen with me, please. I was reading John chapter 20, right? Christ, the Son of God. So it means that it's not only Christ. It's also the Son of God. So Christ is a level of a son. But the Son of God is the full Son of God. Is the Son is described in Hebrew as being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Who can uphold all things by the word of his power, who purged our sin, sat down to do more work. If he was not a begotten son, he can't do more work. He can only save us from sin and leave us. Say amen. He can't purge our sin. He can't remove all of sin from us. He can't save us to the uttermost. Say amen. Or he can't give us eternal life. Are you in the house with the place? Are we on the same page together? The Lord is guiding us already, right? I managed to all of us in the house here. So this Bible need to be understood, okay? It's not just what we read in the church. It's a manual of sonship. If you see what began the place and what ended, let's just tell you what we're doing. Garden began, garden ended. So it's the beginning and the ending. 1 John chapter 2, let me read verse 24. Are you there with me, please? Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. Their beginning is not our beginning, okay? He's talking to those people who were with Jesus in the beginning, who heard the message of the living Father. Because Jesus did not preach Christ. He preached the Father. He preached more of the message of the living Father. That's why he became Son of the Living God. Okay? So all of messages of Christ were beginning messages of the Father. So if you, when you, in the letter they abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning, if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son. Are you with me there? You continue in the Son, not you continue in Christ. In the Son and in the Father. Because the Son is the expression of the Father. The Son is actually the Father. Because he became the Father. Or he inherited the Father and became the Father. You know what Jesus Christ said in John? Have I been so long with you? I said, show us the Father, and it's going to be okay for us. Have I been so long with you, Philip, and you don't know me. That you have seen me. You have seen the Father. He was with them. They have not seen what is inside him. They have not seen that Christ has changed. Christ has morphed. He has become the Father, and he was with them. So if you have seen me, they can't see him because he's in the Spirit. They can't see what was inside of him. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So exactly, the Son became the Father. So you can see that. You can't see the Father, but you can see the Son. If you see the Son, you have seen the Father. So you need Son to show us the invisible Father. You can't see Father. It's only Son that knows the Father. Nobody knows the Father. Nobody will ask for the Father except the Son. Are we in the house, please? So if you continue the message of the Father, which the Son shared with you in the beginning, you shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Are you there? Next one. And this is the promise. Kai. And this. So if you can continue in the Son and the Father, then you will arrive at the promise will not be far anymore. But the promise is in the Son. So this promise is in the end of the Son. The Son is a journey. The Son are places. In my Father's house are many places. So in the Son are a ladder of places. So if you can continue in the Son, this is the promise. Which he has promised us. Even what? So the end of the Son, or the full Son, is eternal life. That he has even eternal life. Say amen. Chapter 5. Let me read verse 11 there quickly. Chapter 5, verse 10. 10. He that believed on the Son of God. So when you believe on Christ. That's how we believe. We start. You don't yet have faith to believe on the Son of God. That's why the church doesn't understand. Christ, what are you saying? Christ, the Son of God, is the Son of God at the word of beginning of the Son of God. It's not yet the Christ. I'm saying Christ as a status. Not Jesus Christ as a person. As a status, Jesus became that Christ. Are you in the house, please? Then you have to move ahead also to a higher state of sonship. So if you believe either, believe on the Son. So you can be a believer who believes Jesus Christ and you don't believe the Son. They have to still preach the Son to you. Now, when I'm preaching eternal life now, I'm preaching, I want to show you the word of the Son. You may not believe and be a Christian. All these things they're talking about. Mama, just do babble. Yeah, Mama, just do babble. If you don't babble, just do it. You pay it for the guarantee eternal life. I think what I'm saying now. He that believe on the Son, see, not in the Son, on the Son. And that what does he that continues to believe the Son? When you are on something, if it's on a voyage, and I'm on my way to Lagos, I'm in a bus on the way to Lagos. Means the bus is make its journey, right? In 30 minutes, you have changed location because you are on the Son. So you should be in the Son and on the Son. You can be in the Son and not be on the Son. You're not making progress. You are stopping. Say hey, man. So he that believeth on the Son hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not the Son, not God. No, the Son is talking about now. But like it is God. He that believeth not, he that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Because he believeth not the record that gave of his Son. What's the record? This is the record that God had given us eternal life, and the life which is eternal life is in the Son. So you must know in the Bible, life is not life. Life can be Christ. Life can be beginning of the Son. It can also be the end of the Son. In the end of the Son is the record. And this is the record that God. So if not, you have not on the Son, you can't have the record. All witness in you that I have. Does not mean you have already had that life, but actually, if I am 2046 Lagos. If I'm at Moe, I'm in Lagos somewhere there. Yeah. If they call me from Ondo and they say, where are you? And I'm in Moe, I'll say I'm in Lagos. Motuweko. Have I arrived at my house? No. But what? So in the journey in the Son, you can be at the perimeter when you can know in yourself. Shedding body. Now, listen to me. Why would Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, we'll be talking about him being heaven? See the prayers in John 17. I have given them what you gave to me. I have finished the work that God thou givest me. So he knew by that perimeter, now that, Baba, no, he was already seeing the cross done. But you saw that why going through the cross? He still had issue with the cross. But by what he has gone through, he already has enough faith and grace. So when he was praying, he said, Lord, if it by thy will, he was asking for grace. You know, it's God's will. But it's waiting on grace. He want to do it by the grace of God. He tested death by grace. He didn't test death by sorrowing. It went to death with joy. Why? He has seen eternal life. He has seen eternal life. Father, he didn't say, let me finish this. Let me go through the cross. No. Glorify thy son. I'm telling you, the pathway is clear. Victory, sir. Victory, sir. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Then he said, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. They were then. So even when you are born again, you are still in the world. But the world is inside of you. Where's the world? In your soul. So I say, he loved the world. It's not unbelievers he loved. It's his own that has the world. For God so loved the world. Yes. It's his own that has the world. He loved them. He doesn't want them to perish. But have eternal life. Not just say something in John chapter 10 that was interesting to me. Jesus, come and say Jesus. Say Jesus. Ah! The way he talks, certainty he talks with this you, because he is too sure of what he is saying. He's too sure. In John 10, let me say that John 10, I was talking about shepherd, and I'm the good shepherd. You know that place where we're at? There's a place of interest to be there. Amen. And I know them. And they follow me. Verse 28. I can't hear you. Are you tired already? And I give to them. He didn't say, and I will give to them. So he has seen the work done. Has been done. He has been the true God, sent one to make eternal life word visible. But he has to become the only true God. But here, for him, he already has eternal life. It's not an assumption, because he has used life to reign. He reigned by everlasting life through death. For them to confide eternal life on him. Say, hey man, thy throne, O God, is forever. Who is saying it? God was saying to him. He was calling him God. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter. But thou lovest righteousness to the end and hatest wickedness. Therefore, the Lord thy God hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. So it needed an anointing, an oil of sonship that is never worn by creatures. Say, hey, amen. Go back there. I give them eternal life. What is the next thing there? And they shall never perish. Can you see that? So can you count on the battle? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is this flock he's talking about. It is the sheep. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man. He's not talking about the own Boko Haram. Any man is angel. That man, Lucifer, took them from his end before. He stole them from him. But this one, no man shall be able to pluck them. If you remember it, he was talking about false leadership. First shepherd. If you remember, first shepherd who came to steal, to kill, and destroy. Thieves and robbers. One useless man was saying that Jesus was calling Abraham thief and robber. I said, you are blind. Can you imagine Jesus calling all that came before me? He's talking about shepherds in the spirit. I came to shepherd before him. The sheep cannot yet hear them because they are not the door to the sheep. But they are door to many believers who have not become sheep. Say amen. I'm always saying that the church space is a large space. You have to move. They have to crop you from the large space of church. Crop you until you move to a place when Jesus can see you as a sheep. The sheep of his pasture, where you can eat what he's eating. And there's a pasture you should feed on. Say amen. They are beginning pasture that they are meant to give you assurance. But you move to pasture that is on the, that you can eat in the presence of your enemy. The beginning pasture, if you see enemy, you run away. The time is coming, they will grace you in a place you will feed. No devil can. It doesn't matter what is going on. Because you are, can you see that? It's a feast, feed of his presence. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's the eternal life word. And my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It's an eternal word. Because I'm going to be a dwelling of God forever and ever. Say amen. I will no more go in and out. I will be an abiding pillar. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, say amen. Amen. We're looking exactly to this. So, gift of God is raw eternal life. And that place, I think somebody read it today in John chapter 4. When Jesus met that woman at the well. Are you with me in the house, that place? And Jesus said, if thou knewest the gift of God, and he that speaketh with thee, so at least then, it was not yet the gift of God. Do you get it now? He just answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and he who is it that saith to thee, give him to drink. So the one who said give him to drink is the sent one. Is the true God. Come on, say, is it true God? Come on, say, is it true God? But the true God is to take you to the gift of God. It's only the true God that knows the gift of God. Nobody knows that way. It's the sent one. So you have to meet Jesus, the sent one, to take to Jesus the gift of God. Because actually, finally, that same Jesus, who here is the sent one, became the gift of God. So he's both the Christ, he's the true God, and he's the eternal God. Jesus wore the whole vesture, wore the whole anointing. This being called Jesus is more than what you know. Hallelujah. So it means no man can know the gift of God. There's only one man who knows it, who also carries it. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus Christ is more than the Son of the living God now. He's the Son of God. It's not a title. It's a place. It's an attainment. It's what he evolved to be. That's why the Bible can be so confusing. If you don't know this journey of Jesus, at a place talking like a man, I don't know everything. Only my Father in heaven. So, and they are saying it's God. How can somebody say it's God? I don't know everything. Because they told them that boy in the manger was God. He was not. People teach that union, the apostolic union that Jesus has after resurrection. They teach it as bad. So the baby in the manger is both man and God. No. That boy was man. Say, hey, man. He had to go through the process. So you can see, say, hey, man. For Paul, in the book of Timothy, that should be like, is this 2 Timothy? I say 2 Timothy. Let me read from 2:10. Paul was speaking here. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake. I know elect are not those who are born again. Elect are those who have used righteousness. You get that clearly, 2 Peter chapter 1. Who are the elect there? That's quickly see chapter 1. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. Can you see? So like precious faith with us, like precious, our kind of precious faith. It's called like precious praise. Elect, okay, according to the family of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. So elect are those who have come into sanctification of the Spirit and unto obedience, who are already obeying faith. They are called elect, okay? Are you in the house, please? So elect are not just new, you are not even new babies. They are those who are already using righteousness. They call it like precious faith. Every believer who is born again can believe God for things, but can't use the faith of God. Can use the precious faith for precious promises. So they have to teach you to how to use faith, the faith for precious promises. Most likely, church does not know about the precious faith. They know about faith. Believe God now. Trust God for this thing now. It's not to be God now. God can do it now. That is not precious faith. People use that faith without believing Jesus. Are you in the house, please? So through righteousness. So can you see that place? So I was reading a place there. So go back to that 2 Timothy chapter 2. So I endure all things for the elect's sake. So there is elect. There is very elect. Elect are those who are in precious faith. Very elect are those who are in the faith of the Father, who have crossed the veil. They call them the very elect. They are the ones Satan wants to get at. All the seven churches are very elect because they are already close to the promise. So dragon go against very elect. That's why I say, except God will shorten this, even the very elect. So there is warfare against very elect. But yeah, are you with me in the house, please? Yes. So elect, can you see that? Let's go back to that place. And do all things for the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So you can obtain salvation without attaining to eternal. So what is called salvation with eternal glory is eternal salvation. And eternal salvation is eternal life. So the promise of life in eternal salvation is, so for Paul, is laboring and suffering all manner of things to ensure that those who have believed will not just be saved, but will also be saved with eternal glory. So eternal glory is eternal life. Those who patient could not say well doing, seek for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. So glory, honor, immortality are eternal life word. So eternal salvation. So you can see that salvation is the program for the life. So it means that once you go through a salvation program, then you will be given the life of the salvation. And so you can see that salvation is not just one time. It's a program. It's level to level. We are saved to be saved. Each time we are saved, they give us a life. When you are born again, what they give you? They give you the faith life. Faith life. Just live by faith. Faith life. Because you believe. So each time you have a salvation, a life is already in there. So life and salvation, they go in pari passu. So what God asks is life. What they will do to us is salvation. So that's why it's called... So you can't inherit eternal life without being saved. So inheriting eternal life is the confirmation that you have been saved. So being saved is the process. The finishing line is life. Are we in the house here? So they call this eternal salvation, they call it so great salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which began to be spoken by the Lord? Began means that the Lord started the living world. Which began, but was confirmed to us by those who heard him. Can you see that? So the Lord himself, when he began to teach about kingdom, he was teaching salvation. I went in the house to get a place. And God was working with them, confirming it with signs and wonders. So signs and wonders is not salvation. There's what he was doing that he was confirming. He confirmed it. He was confirming his word. Go back to that place. I want to bring something out of that place. And was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. So signs does not confirm. It is more preaching than confirm. You didn't hear what I'm saying, huh? Science, it does not confirm. Nah, it is what sign does is to bear witness. Confirmation and witness is not the same thing. So if we can preach it further, then it's a confirmation. So for the apostles, they were able to preach what Jesus said, preach further. Further. So the Father confirmed it. The way we can know you are born again is that when we come with more, you can take it. If you can't take it, then we will. That's why the apostles will have to go around the churches to confirm the believers. How they confirm them? Bring more message. If they can still receive more, then we confirm that they were born again. Do you understand the thing? Then you can all bear them witness. Or signs and wonders following. Say amen. So what I'm just trying to say is that Jesus Christ had to obtain that salvation. Though he were already a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And he became, being made perfect, became the author of eternal salvation that can guarantee eternal life. So I can say that the only reason why Jesus Christ went to the cross is for eternal life. That's what I've just done. Is it clear to us now? And being made, so Jesus himself was made perfect. Being made perfect. He didn't remain the same person from Jordan. He was made perfect. And the last phase of perfection was the death of the cross. He had to go through the death. He had suffered from the beginning of the world. He had suffered, but he found himself in the form of a servant. He obeyed. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So the cross death is a kind of death. It's not the only death he has died. He has died many deaths. But there's a particular death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and gave him a name above every other name. Made him superior to angels. Say amen. Are you blessed with that? So, let me move to where I feel in my spirit that God wants me to talk a little bit about. So, Jesus was a perfect son. not of perfect of maturity, completeness. We saw that in Hebrews 1-12. In Hebrews 5-9, I think that's why I read last time, right? That's where he procure, I call it he procure eternal salvation unto all they that obey him. So if you are not obeying him, you are not yet in that place. So a job should be done to make you obedient to him. Say amen. Isaiah 40. Let me go to the prophet a little bit. Prophets. Isaiah 40. Verse 6 says, the voice said, cry. This is a prophetic writing concerning John the Baptist, okay? Huh? Are you there? The voice said, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? What's the cry? All flesh is grass. What was the next thing? And all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God, are you there? Shall stand forever. So it means that flesh, world, is a kind of world. And there are words that are sent to flesh. But flesh world, say amen, cannot really receive the word of God. So they have to upgrade flesh. So raising flesh, so they can flesh can stand with what can stand forever. This is called the word of God. That word of God also is called the word of God. It's also called the word of eternal life. I said the gift of God is eternal life, right? So eternal life is God. Say amen. So the word of God, also there's also a word called the word of eternal life. So it's not every, when I say word there, it's not a message. This is the message we have heard of him, that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. So that message called God is light is not all the message they have heard before. Let me say it again. Say amen. God is God. Just like God asked himself, the God, the who, the Father, the Christ is God. So Christ is God. But God in the dimension. Huh? Say amen. So also they have their word. So the word of God, the word sent to flesh is Christ's word. Flesh can't hear God, can't take God's word. So the message of God can't be preached to flesh. I don't know if you get what I'm saying now. But from that prophet, what God wants for flesh is the word of God. Or the message of God. So when you see in 1 John, when it says, this now is the message. Church has been preached. Paul has finished his message. Paul has finished his message. John now says, this now is the message. It means that the message has switched to another realm of message or another height of message. Say amen. Amen. So we can preach the Bible. Bible contains all the message. But the promise constitutes the messages. That's why Christ is a message. Or you can also call it the Word of God. And that one is the word, call it the word of salvation. Because I was trying to say the other time that salvation is at level. We are saved to be saved and to be saved. I think you know that. And that word Paul used for it is, I think in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we have the sentence of death in ourselves. Not to trust in ourselves, but in God that raises the dead, and that he has delivered us, and God deliver us, and yet will deliver us. The word delivered is safe. Who delivered us? Can you see that? Hello? Who delivered us from so great a debt and doth deliver us, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us? Say amen. And that place is what we read before. That's 2 Timothy 1:9. Quickly, just open that. Can you open that quickly? Because sometimes people say you are making, we are safe. Safe is being saved. No, safe is not being saved. Every safe give you a life. Every safe give you a life. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works? Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling? What is the calling now for? For his own purpose. What will his own purpose do? Give us another race for another life, which was given us in him before the world began. So the one who saved us is not yet the one that was before the world began. I will the house, please. I'm only saying, first, so you are set to be saved. Until you can get to being eternally saved. And what people, those who preach once saved forever, they go to the end of it. I say you're eternally saved. Why not eternally saved? Yes. Eternal salvation is the end of the whole process. You must have used salvation to salvation to salvation, salvation to salvation before you get there. And so every salvation has its word. That's what I'm saying. Or has its message. Say amen. Has its message. You can see this one now. The money we're handling meek of the word. And we can be there for the next 1 year, meek of the word. It has its boundary. I can be teaching in meek of the word. I'm going to the tabernacle, you know, testimony. No, it don't go together. I can only refer to it in reference, but there's a boundary of the message called meek of the word. Now, when I begin it, I should not begin it. When I finish, I should not have finished it. And I should expect certain life expression from those who heard it. Because it has its own fruit. Those who know agriculture, if they see a tree that has just begun to fruit, they know it. There's an amount of fruit you can bear in the first 2 years. They will go and say, this is a nice young tree. Say, it's not having much, to leave it. That's the beginning of its fruit. That same tree, in 5 years' time, will bring forth its massive yield. Because they understand growth. Much fruit. More fruit. Much fruit. Say amen. So, they want us to know that all the gifts have their messages. I went to the house, please. Have their messages. And there's a time. For example, in the church evolution, if the promise is to come, the message will come first. Once the message comes, it's a sign that the promise is close. Without the message, no promise. So, why did they release Paul, for example? They took Paul because Peter couldn't take the message. When they say kill and hate, it's the message. They say you should kill and hate. The message is a beast. The message is the flesh. Say amen. So also, eternal life has its message. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have eternal life. Because my flesh is meat indeed. It's not just meat. It's the true meat. So you take meat, strong meat, and move to true meat. Say amen. So meat, no be meat. If you know Nama, you know Nama, no be Nama. When you meet Nama of 1 year, you know Nama of 1 year. So, are you in the house with me, please? So, it's clear now. This now is the message. It means message for inheritance of everlasting life. I just arrived there. So John was introduced and this now is the message which we have heard of him. It means we heard it from him before. We didn't understand it. It means understanding just came. This then is the message which we have heard. We have heard it before. Remember? We heard that how did the apostles, other apostles knew that Jesus, that Paul was speaking right message? Because they already heard it from Christ. So when, now they didn't understand it. When Paul came, he went beyond their understanding. But they had confirmation in their heart that this is true message. So by generally, while people to see Lakumi, and two men and two man, I'm saying that. Those doesn't know me. They will say Lakumi for a bank for number. You don't know the difference about it. Means you don't know meat. Some if they eat lamb, they know this is lamb. All flesh is not flesh. All meat is not meat. Say amen. All bodies are not the same. God gave them different variation. Are you in the house here? So, at that time, God gave time for the message of the life. It can come now. Church can be on that message for the next 30 years. Nothing else will come. They'll just be going through that message, eating it. Paul planted the churches with the message of Christ. Planted many churches. He went everywhere doing great things with that message. He took him towards the end to start seeing the higher message. When he said, now it's made manifest through preaching. That was 2 Timothy. He had planted, Ephesus has been going on. It was just wrote to Timothy. Now that was sent over, he has already planted Ephesus. So, hey man, before he now sent Timothy later on, before he wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, it's towards the end of his ministry that he was now seeing eternal life message. Say amen. Some of them will see, they will see it in a form. They don't understand it. But a time came, the apostles understood it. That God is light, in whom is no darkness at all. They have to put that no darkness at all. What is that message? Message of fellowship of the Father and the Son. The message where the Son becomes the Father and the Father is in the Son. When the two of them become the same. Say amen. In that word of that fellowship, no darkness at all. Because the Father aspires darkness. Is that like that song? Aspire darkness around us. Darkness within us. Birth us immortality in light. Light up the shadow within us. Variations around us. Bring us to this fellowship of light. So it takes, you have to be willing to cross darkness aspirations. But the job of their fellowship is to expel darkness. Because their fellowship, there's no darkness at all. So when you go there, a man who feels is pure as Christ now sees himself as a sinner. That was what Paul was. Paul was there. When he called himself chief of the sinners. It's not sinners of the world. It's not sinners in Christ's world. It's sinners in the light of the Father. When that light shine, you now know the interpretation of every hatred has mother. And every hatred does not mean that I hate you to destroy you. It means I prefer myself than you. In their word, it's called hatred. In Christ's word, they will just be advising, preferring one to another one. They're advising you. There is commandment. When you are there and you have your preference, they say, hate. Don't hate your brother. And you will understand. Don't hate your brother because no one hates anybody that hates his brother. Has no, is a murderer. And no murderer has eternal life. Ah. The things you call weakness in Christ's world is abomination. Grievous things. I'm still growing, I'm still growing. And 11 here. Weakness been here. When they move you, you turn about life work. And it's not going to be done by just your strength. It's grace also. The message brings its grace. Say amen. The message brings, makes it easy, or else no man will survive it. It's grace. It's grace to grace. Say amen. God is hoping to make all grace abound towards you. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. Say amen. He's the God of all grace. But the grace are inside the message. It's when the message is preached that grace comes. The grass withered, the flower faded. Because the Spirit of the Lord blew it upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withered. Can you see that? The flower faded, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. Or the word of our God. O Zion. So word of God is for Zion. O Zion. That bringeth good tidings. Oh, you have used good tidings. Get it up. Say, get it up. 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 So there's a place you get to. They can say, get it up. Get it up. And it won't be grievous to you. Because you are a Zion that bringeth glad tidings. Good tidings. So tidings are strength. It's a tidings that strengthens you. There are things you hear, you won't believe yourself that. Amy? Yes. Yes. Weaknesses will melt. Yeah. Things will drop. Habits will disappear. Your passion will change. Your servant will utter at the voice of words. God, death also came my words. Oh, Zion, that bringeth good tidings. Get it up. Get up. Get up. Into the high mountain. Because from high mountain, you cannot move to the great high mountain. You know the great high mountain? That's why the holy city is. Mountain. High mountain. A great high mountain. Great high mountain is the mountain of eternal life. And descending. Come on, see that place. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and a high mountain. And shoot me that great city. The holy Jerusalem. So the mountain of Zion is the mountain of Zion. You have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the city of the living God. The heavenly Jerusalem. So you need to have sight heavenly Jerusalem. Huh? From there you sight new Jerusalem. From there you sight the holy Jerusalem. So again, we are city dwellers. So we are city dwellers. That's why this world wants to hold you down. They don't want to move to your city. Say, amen. So, what am I saying? Tidings is what gives you places or gives you salvation and gives guarantee you a life. So, what they call Zion there is Christ. It's Christ. When you're in the Christ world, it's Mount Zion. So Mount Zion now already has good tidings. Can you see what I'm saying now? Say amen. It's to go up to the high mountain for a higher tidings. That's what they were explaining in Isaiah 52. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet that bring good tidings. That's Zion. That published peace. Peace is a life. How beautiful, how upon the mountain at the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publishes salvation. So, real salvation is by the tidings of good. Good tidings of good. So, I said, get up to the tidings of good. You have the good tidings. Then move to good tidings of good. So you can publish salvation message, which is the work. The work that the Father asks for, say amen, for those who are coming to eternal life. He has to give the work for it. That is the salvation. Then from there, you have to move to the next one. Thus says unto Zion, thy God reign. Say, thy God reign. That is eternal life world. The reign of life. The reign of everlasting life to eternal life. What is in church is tidings. Reason for church is tidings. No tidings, no life. What is called church? How do you know church? By tidings. Hello? Church is not block wall. It's tidings. When you get there, you check the church by tithing. Say amen. Amen. Tithings and the administration of tithings. What I call it? Tithing and the wisdom and prudence of tithing. God, church can have tithing and not have the wisdom and prudence on how to make souls to respond to the tithing. So that requires prudence. Say amen. Amen. So that's what's called church. Church is not the number actually that is there. Church actually is tidings. That's why you only see reference in the scriptures when you move from the Acts of the Apostle and to the Church of Christ. You never hear number of member. You can never hear number of member. Whenever I hear Paul say, I'm sending you Timothy to Ephesus, church of 500, you can never hear. Number finishes from Mick. Once you cross Mick, no more number. It is age. It is stature. It is a tithing there. What can the tithing raise? Because the joy of the Son, sir. Because, listen to me. All that the Father do it. The Father in God. Because it's the God of the whole creation. And there's the God, the Father. That's God of all creation. That one makes water to fall here. He can even decide to promote it. He has his own. That is unfair. Don't go there. Leave it. So I'm saying now. Say amen. Amen. But there's the God the Father. Hey. God the Father. That one, nobody know it. It's only church that is built to know it. Yes. Say amen. Amen. So God the Father, for him, this only joy. What they do in their world is to raise the dead and quicken them. So, what Jesus Christ learned for the church? Say amen. Amen. Now, returning back to his glory of deity, there are many things inside of him. But what he became for us, that's why they are not training us to become deity. Maybe in the world, many other world, ages to come, maybe they will open another chapter. They say, those who now have eternal life, let's make them deity. Say, are you in the house? I'm saying. But for now, they're not making you deity. Yeah. They are making you partaker of their life. So for that cause, it became God the Father. So God the Father, thank you. For the Father loved the Son. Thank you. And showed him all things that himself doeth. And we show him what? Greater works than this, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. So it means that it's not the Father who is trying to use the Son to quicken it. Now he has given the Son independence and so authorship and autonomy to raise the dead and quickeneth whom he will. Because the will is wish, no more his will. This is the will of God. So, you're going to be amazed that in eternity, you may not see God for 10 million years. May children show himself to us. It can be Jesus you'll be seeing. Because everything Jesus will do is his will. And when you see a son who does your will, you don't need to appear in the company. So in the world to come, there are agendas. There could be agenda to now meet the God of the whole earth. But now he has shown himself to make you trust the Son. What we are preaching, how you will trust the Son. Because the Son has eternal life. And he has put all the message inside the Son. Say amen. Amen. So, what the one who is preaching to church is the Son. So, the Son is the one who moves church from level to level. When we stay somewhere, can be there. Sometimes, so many years ago, I saw some of our people trying to press to eternal life. You're only pressing in hope. All you can see is prophetic message. You can't see clarity. Majorly, you'll be prophetic messages about it. You see, can you see my glory? My glory is there already. It's prophetic. It's not opening understanding. And you can't inherit it by prophetic. You can't have to understand it by apostolic. Prophetic is to sustain your gaze. Apostolic is to deliver it to you. Say amen. So, what the agenda of this time is for God to find a house that can wait for him. We have all the Bible in our hand, but we don't have all the understanding in our hand. Why? Because the life is understanding. 1 John 5:20. Can you see? What does it say? So God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him. Who is true? So if you don't understand, you can't know him. You can't know him who is eternal. But I said, this is life eternal. That they may know thee, the only true God. Does not mean that you can know him straight like that one. Until he's come. Say he's come. Say he's come. 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 We can wait for his coming. So I say, we are waiting for his coming. What are we waiting for? Coming of understanding of the message. So when you are here sometimes, a rock pond to stabilize you, a rock pond is to keep you waiting patiently, a rock pond so that you can aspire the moment and arrive at the point when the Son of God is come. So you can have, give me understanding and I shall live. So all the life is tied to understanding. Understanding is in the message. The thing is a little bit, see the wire of the wisdom and prudence. Say amen. You will join with God, though. And you no go tire. In this race to eternal life, you no go tire. I said you no go tire. I said you no go tire. So, the power that sustains from being tired is the Son. Yeah. When you moved into the Son, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting Father fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Oh, I've seen young men fail before. I've seen young men. I've seen them withdraw before. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So the place of waiting is in the sun. You don't wait by fasting. You wait in the sun. Come on, say wait in the sun. Because the sun is the coming. It's the coming. It's the coming. So in the house here, we enact in this house here the authority for the tidings. Mekato hombro hombali. Elelelele shidaba. Kato brahanda bane. Labareta han so. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, my dear Father. Lord, we appreciate you today. We give all the glory to you. Glory to your name, Jesus Christ. Glory to your name, Jesus Christ.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.